I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest area news on KJAN.com for Saturday, January 11th, 2014. Five people died during a single vehicle rollover accident Friday night on Interstate 80 in Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol reports four of the victims were from Nebraska. The identity of the fifth person is unknown. The patrol says a 2011 Chevy Camaro driven by 29-year-old Alex J. Paz Lobo of Grand Island, Nebraska, was traveling east on I-80 south of Menlo at around 8:10 p.m. when the car went out of control, crossed the median, and entered the westbound lanes of traffic before it rolled into a field on the north side of I-80. Paz Lobo and his passengers, 41-year-old Javier Martinez Martin, 25-year-old Dennis Juvenal Soto Martinez, and 21-year-old Jose B. Martinez, all of Grand Island, died in the crash, along with a fifth male subject whose identity was not immediately known. The accident remains under investigation. The patrol was assisted at the scene by the Adair County Ambulance, the Stewart and Adair Fire and Rescue Departments, Adair County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa Department of Transportation. Two central Iowa residents were injured during a crash Friday night just off of Highway 71 near the Interstate 80 overpass in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol says 61-year-old Patrick Luft and his passenger, 60-year-old Sandra Luft, both of Altoona, were hurt during the accident and transported by medevac ambulance. Patrick Luft went to the Cass County Memorial Hospital, while Sandra Luft was transported to Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Officials said the Luft's 2001 Ford Ranger pickup was in the left northbound lane of Highway 71, driving past the ramp to eastbound I-80. When the vehicle stopped and backed up in the left lane, a 2008 Peterbilt semi driven by 42-year-old David Wiley of Emmitsburg was in the right lane, traveling northbound. The pickup turned right in an attempt to get into the eastbound ramp, and in the process was struck by the semi. Both vehicles ended up in the east ditch off of Highway 71 just north of the exit ramp. The patrol says Wiley was not injured in the crash. Authorities in Adams County say a Taylor County woman attempting to post bond for another female inmate at the Adams County Jail was arrested Friday on alcohol-related charges. 45-year-old Teresa Moses of Lenox came into the sheriff's office along with another woman with the intent to post bond for another inmate. While standing in the lobby, Adams County dispatchers and deputies detected a strong odor of alcohol. When confronted, Moses left the sheriff's office and returned to the vehicle in a parking lot. Deputies went to question the woman who was in the passenger seat and found her to allegedly be intoxicated. Moses also had an open container of alcohol, which she told deputies she'd been drinking out of. Moses was taken into custody on charges of public intoxication and open container. Her bond was set at $765. The Atlantic Police Department reported Friday that an Audubon County resident was cited following an accident Thursday morning at 7th and Olive Streets in Atlantic. Denise Masker of Atlantic was traveling eastbound from Olive Street on 7th and was preparing to turn right into an alley when her vehicle was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by Jamie Madsen of Kimbleton. Damage from the mishap amounted to $2,000. There were no injuries reported. Officials say Madsen was cited for failure to maintain control and reduce speed. A Shenandoah man, arrested on a warrant for domestic abuse assault and child endangerment, faces an additional charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. The Page County Sheriff's Office said 28-year-old Nathan Daniel Benau was transported from the Shenandoah Police Department to the Page County Sheriff's Office with regard to the warrant. When Benau was brought to the Page County Jail and processed at around 7:50 p.m. Thursday, he was hit with a possession charge. Benau remains in the Page County Jail where he was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Thursday of a Clarinda man. 41-year-old Merlin Glenn Leninger was arrested at around 10:30 p.m. on a driving while barred charge. His bond was set at $2,000. A public meeting will be held in a little over a week in Atlantic to discuss the future of the city-owned truck parking lot off of Commerce Street. Mayor Dave Jones said during Wednesday evening city council meeting that the Community Protection and Community Development Committees have been discussing the status of the lot and the fact local individuals have been operating lots as a private enterprise since the city closed its lot and cleaned it up.
We've got a couple truckers called, don't know what's going on, even though we've done everything we could the last 6 months. And right now the philosophy is we've got private enterprise charging, putting these trucks on. And in my feeling, the city should not be undercutting private enterprise. The theme of the whole thing. So if there's demand for it without public doing it, city can get into it. But since there's two or three different lots now going on, it's not the city's, shouldn't be the city's job to go against public enterprise, private enterprise. So
Jones is inviting truck drivers and the public to the meeting, which will be held at 5:30 p.m. January 21st in the council's chambers at the Atlantic City Hall. The Council Bluffs Chamber of Commerce, along with a couple of media partners and the local GOP, have announced the public will have a chance to hear the views of all six Republican Party candidates for U.S. Senate on Sunday, January 19th, at the Lewis Central High School. The Daily Nonpareil, which is one of the sponsors, says the 90-minute debate begins at 6:30 p.m. in the gymnasium at the school, which is at 3504 Harry Langdon Boulevard. Organizers are asking for a $10 donation to help cover the cost of the event. The six candidates scheduled to attend include Sam Clovis, Joni Ernst, Mark Jacobs, Paul Lund, Scott Shaban, and Matt Whitaker. This will be the first time all six have gotten together for a debate. Hot-button topics like abortion, taxes, economic growth, renewable energy, and the Affordable Care Act, often referred to as Obamacare, will be discussed among the candidates, and some questions will be accepted from those in attendance. John Jacobson, an executive with TS Bank, will moderate the debate. The three debate panelists will be James Lynch of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Kathy Obradovich of the Des Moines Register, and Gary Barrett with WHO Radio in Des Moines. And the city of Pisgah in Harrison County issued a boil advisory Friday morning after a complete pressure loss throughout the water distribution occurred Thursday night. An electrical contact on one of the pumps tripped out and prevented the wells from turning on. The electrical problem was repaired and the pressure restored, but the drop that occurred in the water pressure could possibly allow bacteria to enter the drinking water. As a precaution, the city and the DNR recommend residents boil water for use for drinking or cooking, or use bottled water until the test results for bacteria come back clean. Two sets of samples are required, so it'll be Sunday before the city is affirmed that the water is safe to drink. Meanwhile, residents should bring their water to a boil, boil it for 1 minute, and let it cool before drinking, making ice, brushing teeth, or preparing their food. Tap water can be used for bathing and similar uses. The boiling kills bacteria and other organisms. Bacteria in the water may pose a greater health risk for infants, young children, some of the elderly, and people with a compromised immune system. That's a check of the top area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.